Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. We are still quarantined. It will never end, so deal with it.
I can't remember what Alicia looks like anymore.
Literally, it's been so long. You're not even in Chicago.
I know. I haven't been there in, like, almost 2 months, which is, I mean, I guess technically I came back for a weekend really quick, but I haven't been there for, I technically moved to St. Louis during quarantine.
I moved apartments, and yet I'm still in my parents' basement, so I need my dad to go rebuild my bed because I don't know how to do it.
Mine's just sitting in my parents' basement, and I sleep on it every night.
At least you got a bed. That's exciting.
I know. I moved from an air mattress to a real bed. It was a really joyous event.
Quarantine's rough for us. Well, at least you guys have this podcast. So
we sit in our misery together.
We're on the Geek Nerdy Podcast Network, tons of other podcasts. So this week I sent Meredith a video of Johnny Bananas from the challenge. He hosts show called First Look.
So late at night, I was so stressed out about what it was. In the challenge, a Facebook group have been talking about the challenge, like, cast, like, having sex tapes, and I literally thought it was one of them. I was so nervous.
No. No, I'm nervous to look up a sex tape. I always want to, but I'm nervous I'm going to get it, like, a spam or something.
Oh,
my computer's going to shut down and be trapped on, like, that person's dick or something. I don't know. But, so I sent Meredith this video. Johnny Bananas hosts First Look TV. I think it's a show on YouTube. Originally, I thought NBC produced it, but looking into it, I'm pretty sure it's just on YouTube.
I think it was on NBC. I wonder if it got cut or something, or during, like, quarantine. It's just, like, he's releasing them on YouTube as well or something, but I'm not really sure. But it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, so he basically just does, like, new things and, like, tries new restaurants or whatever. But in this one, I was looking, and it said something about Tom and Tom, and I was like, it can't be, but how many best friends are both named Tom, right? Famous best friends.
That's
so
true.
I watch it. It's, it hangs out with the Toms in Koreatown, and I was cracking up. It was so fucking cute.
It was great because they talked about the restaurant, and then Johnny Bananas is like, I've never really been there. I've heard it's great. And Morgan, his girlfriend, like, watching the episode with him, and she's like, no, it's awesome. Like, I can't believe you've never been. And I'm like, that is kind of weird. I feel like if you're friends with these people. Yeah. Yeah, they should have gone. It's so cool. I'd want to go there.
Yeah.
Bad.
It was a really cute video. I'll post it in the Facebook group. But I mentioned this because Geek Nerdery has a challenged podcast. So it was like our worlds collided.
Yeah, it was
really,
it was great.
Special.
I'd love a good spinoff with all these people.
I would love Johnny Banana and Tom Sandoval to actually become, like, really good friends. I think this is the first time they met, but I'd love for them to keep in touch.
I feel like they would have a good banter.
Yeah, right? And Johnny would be such a great addition. He said in the video that Tom Sandoval was way more, like, outgoing and friendly than Tom Schwartz. And I think Schwartz is a little shy, so makes sense.
I think he just, like, doesn't need to be the center of attention, but, like, Tom Sandoval does more so. Not to Jack's level, but just, like, love to be more outgoing and talkative, and I feel like I'm that way, where you, like, love to hear the sound of your own voice.
You are that way. So, be sure to rate, subscribe, review, and join our Facebook group. It's been kind of dead, but I think that's because no Vanderpump Rules cast members are doing anything fun in quarantine besides, like,
not
having sex, probably. But no one's pregnant yet, so
I mean, Stassi and Beau are fixing up their house, which is not
that's
that
fun,
interesting, but I'm not really a house owner, so
I
know how to do those things.
They're doing the Vanderpump reunion through Zoom call. So
they
were all dressed up recently.
I know. They all show their outfits still, which I always love that. I love seeing their reunion outfits. But I watched Summer House, and they did the same thing. So they were all talking about how, like, they still got, like, cool outfits and
Ariana posted on Instagram recently that she was going to try and find another moment to wear her dress because, like, the picture just didn't do it justice. And, like, why was it a great outfit?
Oh, I love it. So every week, this is every week we ask for tons of reviews. We got a review, and we totally appreciate it. Kimberly Kimbo, thank you for leaving us a review. But I will say, because Bo said it to Sassy, and though he also loves her, I feel the same way. You dick punched my heart, Kimberly. Dick punched it so hard.
Alicia's mood on was horrible.
And I'm so sad. I think it was constructive criticism. But I also think that we do this for fun, right, Meredith? Like, we don't actually do this as a job. And this was, like, a job review criticism. Like, we have been fired by Kimberly Kim.
We appreciate the constructive criticism, but she's like, please do no longer come back. Thank you for your service, but please, no.
Yeah. So, like, we do appreciate you guys, like, letting us know stuff. But we really honestly do this for fun. And we would really appreciate 5-star reviews so then we can keep doing this for fun. This is like a hobby. So
yeah, we just
take away our hobby.
This truly started because we no longer work together. We need not really a reason, I guess, but like it's a great excuse to get together every week, chit chat. I guess we're not getting together, but we're still talking every day or like every week on the phone. Like before we even start recording, we like chit chat for like 30 minutes about our lives and kind of, it just gives us a reason to connect and keeps us together, so.
Which, not to say we're not friends, but we're both, like, super fucking lazy, so we wouldn't get together, probably.
We're the passive friendship. We're passive friendship people. We're like, oh, so text me.
Well, this review is titled, You Mean Well, But. So, you know, that one started out sad, but it's really, really long, so I'm not going to read this all because I might get really sad because I'm just sensitive. But I'll give everyone the gist because we got called out. We'll own it. Kimberly starts out that she doesn't have good news for us because she's got to be real with us. And she thinks that we forget a lot of important parts. Because last week, we forgot when Lala was topless in Lisa Vanderpump's pool. Which, I'll admit, I don't know everything that happens in Vanderpump Rules. I forget things. I make room for new drama that comes through. I guess I didn't realize that Lala being naked in Lisa's pool was that important to move along the storyline. Because it really didn't come up until, like, this episode. But
yeah,
it might be important to some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, which like, we're sorry about, but I guess if it wasn't important to us, we didn't mean it offensively. We just kind of forgot because it wasn't necessary. But whatever.
Yeah.
She does say, like, we should research more things because right now we're just opinions, and if we want to be successful, we should be opinions with research. And I admit, I don't research things in the past. I like looking at what Vanderpump's doing right now because I kind of forget where their past came before. Like, I remember the gist. I remember the storyline.
I agree. It's like we reference things from the past. We're mainly focused on today, both, like, what's airing and then, like, what we see on social media with the cast. But, you know, we have two. We both have full-time jobs. Like we said, we're just kind of do this to hang out and enjoy each other's company and watch a great show. So yeah, we're
if you want, if you want real research, I'll give this guy all the credit. He's total Bravo. His name's Danny Pellegrino. He eats, breathes, lives Bravo. Like I could never, because he gets paid. He gets paid for doing Bravo stuff. So like, if you want research, I'll plug him. Go look at him. I know nothing. I get a lot of my stuff from him. Honestly, she said we forget key moments in the show. And that our takes are outdated on the cast and we're not in sync with a lot of viewers, which I don't know what key moments we miss. We could, again, if it's not important to us, we probably like maybe skim over it a little bit.
Yeah.
Guilty. But, like our outdated views, I don't know. I mean, I can't apologize for liking who I like.
I was about to say,
we have strong viewpoints about the people we love, the people we hate. We clearly hate Jack, but that's why he was cast. He's kind of supposed to be that person everybody hates. That's the beauty of the show, is every person plays a role, and every once in a while somebody else becomes the villain, like Kristen, for instance. But, yeah, that's definitely Jack's role. So, I mean, I love him for what he is. Exactly. We all need that character. So you can also love
yeah.
him. But when we can all have different opinions. Alicia and I just weirdly have the same ones a lot of the time.
And, I mean, if we're not in sync with a lot of viewers, then, like, post in the Facebook group. Get your opinion out there, you know? Like, I appreciate the review, but I don't think the review is going to make me see any different, you know? But if you post
yeah.
something in the Facebook group and explain, totally,
and
yeah, maybe I'll
chat
I'll
about
change.
It.
Yeah.
I agree.
She does say that. Even though our podcast is kind of a dud, we're very sweet and lovely. So, cheers. She says,
it's
we're
you look
into
pretty,
it.
You look pretty, but don't talk.
She says we're into it, so that's good. And we're giving our feedback, but we're not as fun and entertaining, which, like, we work desk jobs, so we could have told you we're not the most fun and entertaining people, but we try.
Rude, Alicia. Just because I'm sitting at a desk right now.
I'm very self-deprecating. That's how I deal with criticism.
Oh, man.
But Kimberly, as sweet as she is, says she wishes us the best, and she'll continue to listen because she does enjoy all takes of Vanderpump Rules. And she just wanted to give us more insight on what's happening, which we totally asked for. So
we love it.
We deserve this.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you, Kimberly. Yeah, but let's get into something so much fun, because Meredith, this episode killed me. I loved it.
I enjoyed it so much because there was a lot going on. I feel like this is the first time we really have a lot of new cast really interacting. Like, they're all in the same moment as, like,
yeah.
some of the old cast. So it's really, really starting to blend. I love it.
We get a lot of drama that's going to move the storyline forward.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. So should we dive in? I'm so excited.
Yes. Tell me what happened last week.
Previously on Vanderpump Rules, Kristen and Stassi fight about Bo. Dana and Max are going to try and be friends. James is sober. Bo proposed to Stassi, but then Kristen was really hurt by not being invited. So then Carter got involved by texting Bo, and then Jack decided to get involved by texting Carter. So yay, that was
oh,
it. Like,
so
doesn't
much.
Sound very important, but it was really fun for me to watch. I know you
I
didn't
agree.
Like it as much.
I know. I think,
but
that like was all the highlights. Like, I didn't need an hour episode of all of that.
Oh, I needed all of it. So.
Oh,
I don't think I was bored once in this episode, Meredith.
I wasn't either.
I
was
down with it.
My nephew walked in the middle of it, and I was like, oh, get out of here. Like, I want to finish this episode. I was, like, so frustrated. He's like, can you pause it? He called me Mare-Mare. He's like, can you pause it, Mare-Mare? And I was like, oh, I love
no.
it. No. Like, walk away.
Get the fuck out of here. So, let's go to Sir.
Yeah, we got a lot of people working, you know, Danica's talking to Ariana, Danica's talking to Ariana, and apparently Jax is going to be late an hour. I don't really understand this, but I love how it immediately starts off with Jax, like, fucking something up.
So I got lots of, like, vibes from, and I don't know why I haven't gotten this before, but this scene in particular, I got, like, a lot of old Vanderpump in Sir vibes, you know, like, season one, especially
yeah.
when Danica goes, Jax is going to be an hour late. I was like, oh, man, are we back?
Yeah, I know. Especially because she's like, I don't understand why he gets to be an hour late. Like, what did he do to deserve that?
I don't know. He didn't show up. What was he doing, actually, at this? Oh, he was getting his shoes white. You're clean.
Yeah, oh, my God. Is that what he was doing?
I don't know. That's how it was edited, so I'm going to assume that's what
oh
was happening.
Oh, my God. He's just the worst. But also, we get Brett with curly hair. I have
oh, my God.
Loved it.
Yeah, but his mom doesn't like it.
So. I know. That was the best comment from him. It's like, yeah, but my mom tells me I have such a pretty face, I need to keep my hair out of my face. And I was like, oh, Lord, you are so
interesting. Everyone just stared and was like, okay. But Brett just got back from a weekend at Palm Springs with Sheena.
Okay, I know we got this on the, like, next time on, like, last episode.
The porn?
Oh, my God. That, like, music video is so cringy.
I meant to watch it before this, and I didn't, I think, because I'm traumatized. But, like, maybe
your,
I'll watch
your
it
lack
after.
Of research?
my lack of research. Well, it was more of, like, a do I want to watch this? Because this is a sex tape, and I'm on my own computer, so I don't know. I love, though, so Dana asked Sheena about this, and she goes, was the music video good as gold? And dumbass Sheena is like, no, it's called One More Time. And I was like, oh, my God, the pun was amazing.
Yeah. But
because we're good as gold.
You know that Sheena was, like, offended where she's like, of course it's not that. That's, like, from years ago. I have a new song out. And it's like, oh, sorry, I only know one of your songs.
It's R&B. Sheena doesn't do R&B.
Oh, I can't with Sheena's music. I really can't.
She described
it. Gold.
She described it as R&B baby making type of music. And I was like, oh my God, can you imagine having sex to this song? I haven't even heard it. And I'm like scarred.
I know. Sheena shows Dana the video, no audio, which makes it 10 times worse because it's just like silent, cringeworthy takes of like, oh my God, I cannot imagine being Brett in that moment.
It's porn. They literally, this is porn. I love the scene they kept showing where Sheena's like on her hands and knees and Brett's like jiggling her ass for the
it's
camera.
So weird.
And I just like, that is the weirdest sex thing.
Later in the episode, like, Brett says it's like best where he's like, she's like trying to like make it really sexy, but she overdoes it, so it's not sexy. But
everything
that Sheena is she overdoes it, so it's not sexy, it's not interesting. She just gives it all away always.
She's extra, but she's a little too extra.
Yeah, not Sandoval level of extra.
Being on Sandoval, he's going to get his shoes cleaned at the Hype and Wipe, or Wipe and Hype, sorry.
What a place. Hype. Didn't even know these places existed. I just throw out tennis shoes once they get sober.
Same. So Jack has a sneaker bag that he brings, and he's being kind of a little bitch about hanging out with Sandoval. Like, it's a chore almost, you know?
Yeah. He's like, I haven't really had the urge to hang out with Sandoval because he hasn't been a good friend. But, like, he was going to get his shoes cleaned, so I might as well let him pay for the gas. You are so cheap.
Oh, my God, I know.
Shit.
And we got flashed to, like, every time. There was a lot of flashbacks this episode, which I appreciated. But this one was when, like, Jax gets mad at Tom, just, like, for no reason at all.
Yeah.
And my favorite's when he's like, I'm the number one guy in this group. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I hate when he says that. Because if you have to say you're the number one guy, you're not the number
one guy. You're not the number one guy.
Like, it's like giving yourself a nickname. Like, it doesn't count.
On the plus side, Jax's card gets declined again,
oh,
and then we get a flash
God.
To every time it gets declined.
I have never had my credit card declined.
But it's usually the chip, so then I swipe. So it's never been, because at first I'll be like, oh my God, it's declined, but it's not.
Yeah,
this
it's like
so
oh,
embarrassing.
There's another option, especially like for $122 to get your shoes cleaned. It's not like you're like going to buy a $5,000 couch.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. But then they have like a little boy chat, and they talk about Carter and Kristen and how everyone's involved in this relationship. So when they lie about it, it really hurts everyone. And Tom's like, or Jax is pissed that people are lying.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I can't.
Jax, I'm like, I'm just really tired of people not being honest. He says that this whole episode, and it's like, okay, if you don't want to, like, listen to Kristen, bitch, I get that. But, like, she gets to, I guess, lie about her relationship if she wants. Like, either stop listening or you take it. Like, that's what the girls did. Like, either exit stage left or sit there and take it. Like, you really don't have to be involved in this relationship, but somehow you're choosing to be involved.
I mean, I totally have opinions on this for later when he freaks out, but no worries, Jax, you'll get yours. But then he asks Tom about his relationship, and Tom's like, yeah, it's fine, like, you know, and Jax is like, you don't ever call Ariana a bitch, and Tom's like, no, not really, and he's like, well,
it's
I think
so
Ariana
weird.
Could be a bitch.
Yeah,
I was like,
the segue, was so odd because he was like, well, I guess we just don't, like, I hate that, like, Kristen's always lying. Like, we don't know what actually happens behind closed doors. And then he segues, like, well, like, I don't know what happens behind your door. Like, are you happy? And Tom's like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, I'm fine. And he's like, well, I mean, Ariana just gives you so many backhanded comments. I just think she's a bitch. And it's like, maybe just don't get her humor. And even if she does, I think,
like, she doesn't like you.
A big boy.
Yeah. Like, of course she's a bitch to you. She doesn't like you. And also, like, maybe Tom and Ariana don't have anything happening behind closed doors. Maybe they're just literally so boring that why would they share anything they do?
Yeah.
Like, why does it matter?
A lot of people, like, they're not going to bring their arguments to everybody's doorstep. Like, a lot of people want to keep issues behind closed doors because it makes it awkward for, like, your friend group because then you have to, like, pick sides and do this. So it's like, it's okay if they probably do have problems, and it's okay. That's very normal. But, like, let them express them as they need to.
And personally, I think they've been very open with this about the depression and how they're both dealing with it and about everyone else scrutinizing their relationship, like with the marriage and kids thing. Like, I think they genuinely do. We know enough. Like, I don't.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
never like, I wonder what Tom and Ariana are doing. Like, that's
Here's
not what
thing.
I think most of the time.
They express it to everybody, I think, but Jack. Like, Ariana's very open about it. Yeah, with, like, Lisa, and, like, I feel like Ariana's very open. If you ask her about it, she will tell you.
Agreed. Well, let's go outside to the dog park with Stassi and Brittany.
Oh, my
and
God.
Brittany's boobs.
Oh, my God.
Brittany's
Didn't
boobs
love the boobs.
Are so fucking out. But, hey, girls, whatever.
I always think, like, hey, remember that Jack bought those?
Oh, my God, I forgot. Oh, that's funny.
That's what I always think about her boobs. Brittany posted a picture either this week or last week about, like, her first day filming, like, somebody tagged her in it. And I was like, wow, she is so different. And I was like, oh, yeah, because she didn't have boobs there.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
I didn't think anything of her boobs before, and I kind of don't now, but I guess, yeah. If you get boobs, you change.
She worked at Hooters when she got them done, so I guess it kind of made sense because you can, I guess, up your tips. But I don't understand why you would, like, buy boobs for someone you've been dating for 5 seconds.
I mean, Jax got her in the end, didn't he?
I guess so.
Stassi is so excited to be engaged. Her and Brittany are talking wedding stuff. Stassi is fully embracing her bridezilla. You think birthday Stassi was bad? You don't even know what wedding Stassi is going to be like.
I was like, whenever she said that, I was like, oh, shit, I never really thought about it in, like Stassi levels of crazy. Like, she is crazy on her birthday, but this is going to be even more insane because you get one of these. Or in most people's idea, like, when they're getting married for the first time, it's like, I'm only going to do this once.
It's my fucking birthday. The best. I love saying that on my birthday, like, ironically, and no one gets it.
Oh,
because none of my
friends
listen.
Did you hear whenever Brittany was talking to her about, like, now don't you understand why I was so crazy? Like, you're going to be twice as bad. I was like, oh, Brittany, you guys had too much. I feel like Stassi's, like, everybody expects it, and it'll be simplified, and it'll be just, like, really chill, but, like, Stassi will be crazy. Everything around her will be chill, just Stassi will be crazy.
Yeah, I was like, whatever, Brittany. Stassi shows off her ring, and I had a pause. I really loved it. I thought it was a great ring
too.
That Bo did.
Not a fan of Brittany's
fantastic.
Next to Stassi.
No.
Like, Brittany's is obviously massive. I hope that's her style. It's just not my style.
It's a little gaudy, you know, like giant.
Yeah,
but no, this was great. So Stassi's telling Brittany how she posted her engagement photo that we all loved, and someone commented and said, I've never been so excited for two people to get married. And Jack comments on that person's comment and says, really? That hurt. Because he's an attention whore.
He's so dramatic. Like, I love that stuff. He's like, can I just have one day, like, on my phone, my engagement photo, can you just please leave it be? And I love that Brittany, like, calls him out and is like, yeah, he just, like, really loves to be the center of attention and, like, da-da-da, and I'm like, thank God Brittany at least is, like, fully aware and honest about it. She was really good about it this episode, like, really calling him out.
I mean, I can't say for every birthday, but remember the first birthday we got with Stassi in Vegas, how Jack made it all about him, taking off his chunky sweater, fighting Frank.
Oh, God.
So he does this constantly to her.
Sometimes I wonder, like, do you think he does this for the show because he, like, needs a storyline, so he's, like, interjecting himself, or do you think this truly is who he is?
I think social media and texting Jack is real Jack.
Oh,
like, man. I think his rage text and I think him on social media is true, unfiltered, horrible Jack.
Listen, 100%. I've said this multiple times. I love a good rage text, but Jack's is, like, incoherent rage texting where it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, I have the receipts. I got them all, so we will get there.
Beautiful.
So this is when we find out Brittany tells Stassi that Kristen was super sad about the engagement party. Stassi really doesn't care. But Brittany says that her and Jax are having a pool party, and Kristen will be there. And Stassi says she'll still go. So we have that. And Stassi has, the best quote, where she basically says, like, to Kristen, if you're not there for our, like, little moments, you're not going to be a part of our big ones.
Yeah, I agree. Like, that is key. It's like, if you can't be normal in everyday life with us, then you don't get to, like, I'm not going to risk you ruining the big moments for me.
Yeah, agreed. Should we go to Sir?
Heck yeah, because Jack finally shows up for work.
Yeah, right. Ariana is teaching Dana how to bartend, probably because Jax is late and they needed another one.
Okay, Dana pours a heavy drink. I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
And Ariana says she's a natural. Like, she's got it. It's in her blood.
My girl knows what to do. And then Sheena, this is the best.
This is my favorite part of the whole episode.
She walks up to Jack, and she's like, hey, do you want to see some footage from my music video? And Jack goes, no, not really.
And she's like, oh.
Sheena's like, okay. Oh.
And he's like,
most people would say yes.
Well, yeah, everybody's like, sure. But he's like, no, why would I? And then she's like, and he's like, I just want everybody to be honest. Like, I was just honest with you. And I'm like, you're being a dick, though. Like, it's not hard to be like, sure, like, let me see it, even though you don't want to see it. That's called being a good friend.
A good person, like a good conversationalist. Yeah, he lost it. And even Sheena was like, we went from 0 to 100.
She's like kind of away from the bar with just like eyes open as he like rages at her. But it's not like she did anything. He's like, I just want everybody to be honest. Like, I mean, like with Ariana and Sandoval, like there's clearly issues. Like Ariana's such a bitch and she just like is such a downer. And like poor Sheena, like that's her best friend. And so she's like, I mean, yeah, she's been struggling with depression. And he's like, but that's not an excuse. Like you can't just slap depression on everything. And it's like,
yeah,
she really doesn't though. Like, I feel like she's very honest that like when she's at home and she's alone, she's really sad. She wants to be with people. Like, I feel like we've had a pretty neutral Ariana. Like, she definitely doesn't want to put up with all this wedding bullshit because then it like comes at her. But when she's like around people she likes, like at the dinner party, she looked great. She looked so happy.
Well, here's Jax again. Like, when Ariana's dad died, he was the first one to be like, oh, she's such a downer. You can't just bitch about your dad being dead. And then his dad died. Ariana called him out and was like, you can be sad. How come you can be sad, but I can't? And he was like, whoa, that's different. And now he's like, just because she's depressed doesn't mean she could be sad.
Yeah.
Jax, I'm going to make you sad and punch your face in, I swear to God.
But
this
to, like,
man.
Not, I hate to jump ahead, but then later in the episode, he says he has, like, some mental things going on. So, like, it's okay for you to have mental problems, but not okay for her to have mental problems just because you don't like her. Like, you can say, really? Like, I would be totally fine if he said, I don't really like to be around her because I feel like she's a downer. Like, she kind of kills the mood. So, like, yeah, I don't want to have my, like, pool party because I just don't like hanging out with her. But instead, he's, like, she's using it as an excuse. She, like, slaps a label on it, and it's, like, okay, fine, don't invite her if you don't want her around. That's cool. You can say you don't like hanging out with her. But why do you have to make comments about what she is going through?
Yeah, and at least Ariana's, like, mental state, she doesn't hurt other people. Like, Jess...
No.
Jess goes after and hurts other people, but Ariana is just, like, trying to survive every day, you know?
Yeah, and he also brings up Kristen and Carter's relationship, of course, getting them in the middle of these two relationships is classic, classic Jax.
So this is when we find out that Ariana's having a dinner party. Jax is not going to go. And Max is having a beach cleanup, which Jax is also not going to go because he thinks that driving there defeats the purpose of cleaning the beach.
This is so great. Which, okay, I kind of understand what, like, he's trying to say here. But, you know, for him, it's not he's not some, like, environmental guru guy. He really cares about the earth now. And, like, we can just clean up the trash next to our, like, our house, and then we don't have to put fossil fuels in the air, yada, yada, yada. It's, like, it's not Jax's thing, so he's not going.
Also, if Brittany was going anyway, couldn't he carpool with Brittany?
When I
saw they already wasted
sitting on that beach, I was like, you have to be fucking kidding me. It is not about the fucking environment.
They wasted it anyway. He could have just hopped in Brittany's car. So funny. So, I can't wait for beach cleanup, but we're not there yet. Let's go to Vanderpump Dogs really quick. Lala's drinking. Lisa comes in.
Yep. Lala's talking about her sobriety. She's almost 10 months sober.
10 months.
I know, which it seems like is such a small amount because we know in present day, like, that's Jane's, like, sobriety month. Like, I think that's what he was whenever he was on Watch What Happens Live before quarantine.
Yeah, it was, like, 9.
Yeah, it's so weird because, like, now James is at that I'm like, Lala's only 10 months, and I'm like, nervous. Remember, this is a shot so far ago.
She's well into a year, which is great. But Lisa and Lala both talk about how they think James is on the right path, and Lisa thinks that losing Raquel really made James get on that path, and she's cautiously optimistic.
I know, I'm so excited. I love when, like, they talk about James' recovery because I feel like these are really true, honest moments, even though they're set up, like, I like that they're both taking it really, really seriously.
Yeah, that makes me so happy. So then let's go to James's apartment with Raquel.
Oh, this is so cute. James is, like, I think he bought, like, pink silverware. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Like, he bought new silverware just for this dinner.
That's what I got, too. Like, Raquel walks out, and she's like, oh, you bought me pink silverware and flowers? And then James is like, and I'm cooking you filet mignon, baby.
Yeah.
Which,
like, so cute.
It was so cute. He's trying to rebuild his relationships in life, and I think his main one is with Raquel. So he has to really start there.
I agree. And, I mean, it's like a total 180 from, remember that dinner that he, like, stormed out?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
whoa.
Cried.
Yeah, like, she wanted him to go to rehab, or not rehab, to an AA meeting.
AA.
She was going to go to an Al-Anon meeting. He's basically like, I'm not doing this, and walks out, and I'm like, oh, look at this dinner. This is a totally different person he is, not drinking.
And as if it can't get any better, Raquel and James are getting invited to things. They've been invited to the cleanup.
James, like, said it, like, I was invited, and they knew everybody else was going to be there, too. It was like...
It was so cute. But then, like, he melts my heart. He's like, he said he's scared because he doesn't know if he's going to be enough sober. But Raquel is like his hype man or his hype woman. She's like, you're the ultimate James when you're sober. And I was like, adopt me.
Well, this
you're
is
both younger,
so cute because I think this, like, really shows the root of, like, why he drinks. And sometimes I feel like that's hard to, like, look past everything he's done, like, so terribly, and, like, he's obviously apologizing for those things, but seeing that the root of, like, why he drinks is because he feels like he's not, like, social enough, or, like, not enough whenever he's, like, out, like, with people, so he feels like he needs to drink to, like, be a different person. So, like, the fact that, like, he's still willing to go out, and he's, like, trying to learn a new normal and truly just be himself and be okay with being himself, I think is, like, so difficult to do.
I love it. I love it. So let's go to my favorite part, the beach cleanup. This is so funny. I have so many fun little tidbits. I cannot wait.
I know. This bopped around so much, but I loved every single conversation.
So, like, to set up the moment so we can get this all together, basically everyone's at this beach cleanup except Jack. And Max basically gives a speech, and he's like, thanks so much, the environment is very important to me. The ocean's very important. I'm from Hawaii. And I was like, what?
I was like, this is cool. Yeah.
No. So we're going to clean the beach. And then, so they're all sitting on the sand. Did you see Kristen? She, like,
She walks over, kisses Stassi on the cheek, I think, and then goes, "I'm just so excited for you, congratulations," and then, like, hugs her, and Stassi, like, doesn't move.
And then Kristen proceeds afterward to run away.
Oh, my God.
It was so awkward, I felt it. So Bo and Stassi start flirting with, like, the rods of rubber gloves that they have on to clean. Oh. It's so cute. We get a montage of everyone, like, picking up their little trash.
But there is no trash.
Katie's my favorite. She's like, "This is literally the cleanest beach I've ever been to. It's cleaner than my house." And I'm like, they're probably going to leave it more dirty when they leave.
Oh, for sure, because they're going to drink with their red. I thought it was so interesting that they use plastic gloves to clean up trash, which I guess, yeah, you should wear gloves, but, like, then you're creating trash with your gloves. That's the whole point.
They're, like, in the montage, they're, like, looking at each other's boxes of, like, how much trash did you grab? And then you have Max, like, pick up some plastic, and he's like, "Just see if this dude, a turtle, could get their head stuck."
Yeah, but Dana's even better. Whenever she's, like, Brett's looking at her bag, and he's like, "What do you got?" And she's like, "One of my gloves and a feather."
So good. Lala and Dana start asking Brett about Palm Springs with Sheena and the music, the pornographic music video.
Poor Brett.
I can't read this without laughing.
Just like, well, the best is we get video clips of it again, and it just gets honestly worse and worse. Every video clip is just more and more revealing. And Brett's like, "You know, I really felt violated at that point." And I believe him, like, Sheena licking in his ear must, because
his earwax, I, like, had a pause to breathe.
I wonder if they, like, how many times they had to shoot that, too.
Yeah, and I mean, like, really quick, I freaking love sex scenes. Like, I think if it's done well in a movie, I'm always like, hell yeah, let's see it. This gave me anxiety, as in, like, I never want to have sex again if this is what it's going to be like. It's horrifying.
I, like, don't know if she was, like, trying to overdo it. I don't think she was, because, like, it's Sheena. It's just like her with any other guy. This literally was remember that one time last season she, that guy, like, cooked her dinner and then they, like, had sex and, like, saw them going. It's, like, basically this, like, is a scene of her real life, but she's, like, really trying to, like, show off for the cameras. And I'm like, it's not cute.
So there's something I didn't get. I watched this twice, and I still don't really understand the full story. But did Sheena offer Brett a blowjob on camera?
Yes. Not on camera, I don't think. I don't think on camera. I think, like, they were doing all that, and, like, obviously Sheena doesn't believe that we're just going to be friends. And so I think Sheena, like, legitimately offered him a blowjob without being – I don't think it was going to be on camera. And he had to, like, say no.
Well, because he was saying, like, if he wanted to fuck her right then, like, he could have. And then it's like, she offered me a blowjob. And I was like, what in the hell happened in Palm Springs? Like, that is the weirdest thing.
No, I think he was, like, trying to get his point across with the, like, I could have fucked her on camera. I think he was trying to get his point across about how, one, Sheena, like, has always been weird with the, like, oh, we're just going to be friends. And she was like, but maybe. And so I think he was trying to say, like, it was very... We weren't act like I was acting. She was not.
Got it.
So and then like, Sheena following it up with, she actually did want to do some stuff.
Huh. Okay. That makes more sense than what I thought.
That's how I took it, at least.
Lala basically tells Dana and Brett, like, Sheena doesn't see reality. Like, if you look at her, she thinks you're in love with her. So, like, this favor that you did, like, nice and all, I think Sheena thinks you guys are married. So, watch out.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. Literally crazy. So, my next note is literally, Jax isn't there, but Brittany is. So, way to save the environment. But then we go into rage text.
Yes, Sandoval and Max are talking about how crazy Jax is. And Jack sent, like, Max a bunch of mean texts about how he needed to cancel the event, like, it wasn't good for the environment. Jack, like, mentioning he's not, like, we get the whole thing about Jack, like, needed to be the number one guy and how he just really wants attention.
My favorite is that he said this is a dumb idea and everyone's pissed at Max for planning it. And I was like, that seems a little outrageous, but okay.
He's trying to like pitchfork people, and it's like, well, nobody's with you, Jax. You're the one holding like a pitchfork, like trying to go after Max right now.
Yeah, Max has the receipts. Like, everyone's gonna know that Jax is fucking crazy. So Sandoval does a great interview where he's like, oh, the wedding's over and Jax turns 40 and like, oh, he has nothing else to do. So of course he's jealous. Who knew? And
yeah.
I was like, ha ha ha, we did.
It's just insane. I love the way like Sandoval knows exactly what's happening because he gets this all the time. Like, he gets texts like these all the time. Like, Sandoval even gets them at a certain point. It's like, okay,
yeah.
Well, Max won't play, like, the rage text game, so, like, who are we going to move to next? Who do I hate right now? Sandoval. Let me rage text
him. Exactly. So, really quick, we get Charlie on the beach taking an Instapic. I guess the beach is clean now.
Yeah,
and Schwartz,
that took 5 seconds.
Schwartz, we find out Schwartz was a quarterback back in the day. He's throwing the football around. And this is where we find out Kristen's having a pop-up event for her clothing line. Bo and Ford plan on attending, but Katie and Stassi will not be there.
I'm happy that Bo and Schwartz are going to go. That makes me happy that, like, they're independent. Like, they can go to the event. It's no big deal. And I totally understand Katie and Stassi do not want to be there because I don't think they want to give mixed signals.
Yeah. So we're going to go into, like, the next period, but really quick, in the middle of this next, like, the next Jack texting Max thing, we have a Peter sighting.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that.
He was there. Okay, so Jax is in real time texting Max.
I love when shows do this, where they actually provide little text bubbles so you can read it all.
Amazing.
And I was, like, pausing, and I was, like, reading them and, like, writing them down. Oh, I love when that happens.
After you're done showing everyone my text like a little girl, you can answer my question. You're uninvited to the pool party. Don't come to my house. Shit.
Oh, my God. I love it because it's like, Max like is probably like, I couldn't give two shits that you didn't want to come, that you wanted me to cancel, that in quotes everybody, like, nobody wanted to come. Like, clearly everybody did want to come. They're there. Yes, I don't need to text you back. But, of course, Jax doesn't get a response, so he has to rage text right in that moment. And Max replying with, well, everyone's here but you. Really casual.
Yeah.
We're all fine.
I don't know why Jax is mad. Is he mad because everyone went, so now he's lonely? Like, I think so.
I think he, I wonder if he didn't realize how, like, close Max is kind of to some of these people now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Toms work with him. Like, they're with him all the time. Like, they're pretty good friends. So then, obviously, the wives' girlfriends are going to come. And then because Katie's going, I'm sure that's how Stassi got roped in, and then because of that, Bo, and once you get the Sir crew involved, it's like, okay, we got all the girls in Sir now, so it's not weird that this, like, everybody went.
Literally, so annoying. So then, I think this is when it happened. So we have Brett and Max talking at one point, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
about Dana, and then, I guess Shayna told Brett that Dana still has feelings for Max.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, Shayna, why don't you shut the fuck up for a hot second?
Well,
because that's not true.
Well, I don't even mind Shayna doing this because it's typical Shayna. It's weird that Brett, who likes Dana, would tell Max.
Yeah, that's weird. Why wouldn't he
like,
talk
you're
to
just
Dana
opening
about
the
it?
Gate. Yeah, you're just opening the gate for Max to be like, oh, really? Like, interesting. Like, I guess she doesn't really like you so much.
Yeah, and Max doesn't want to talk about it. He's like, this is super fucking weird, which I get. I'd be like, no thanks.
I know, but then Brett,
topic.
Like, Brett presses it even more and is like, well, would you be mad if we had sex? And it's like, why are you opening these doors? Like, just have your relationship.
Did they?
Stop bringing it up to him.
Did they?
I don't think they
did.
I don't think they did. I no.
I think they did.
I think Dana is caught up on Max.
Ooh, I don't know. I hope not. I like Brett a lot better. Although Max is cleaning the ocean, which is nice. Save our turtles.
I think Dana and Max had a better, more interesting relationship. I think Brett is a really great guy, but it's just not interesting.
Boring. Maybe Charlie was right.
I mean, the only interesting stuff is the drama with Shayna.
True. So then, I really love this. So, Bo and Stassi are, like, on the beach, and Dana gets called over, summoned, if you will, by Stassi. And she's like, I hear you're in a love triangle.
I love her bluntness. Like, she's like, so I hear you're in the middle of like a love triangle. And Dana's like, all I said was I wish I met Brett before Max. Like, it's not a big deal.
And Sassy is like, oh, well, Sheena's not telling me that. Sheena's telling me something totally different. And Dana's just, like, fucking annoyed at this point.
I know. I feel so bad for Dana in this moment because every 5 seconds it's like Dana has to, like, slap Sheena's hand and be like, no, we're not doing that. And then Sheena's like, I'm sorry. Okay, I won't do anything again. And then it's, like, 5 seconds later, Sheena's like, so, like, Dana still loves Max. And Dana's like, shut the fuck up.
I never said that. So then,
stop getting involved.
They're all sitting together again for the sunset. Britt seems to have had, like, a really fun time, right? Brittany had a great time. But Max, you know, obviously got to spill the tea. And he tells everyone that Jax was yelling at him all day long. And Brittany's, of course, like, oh, don't listen to him. He just does that. It's super weird.
She does say she's, like, tired of answering for him. But Sam, like,
wait.
It's just
better.
It's great because Schwartz, like, is like, oh, yeah, so you said that. You know, like, after a year of being friends with him, you get used to it. You know what I do? I just delete him, and then I can sleep way better at night. You know, sometimes I do that with Katie.
Oh, it's so funny. And then Brittany, this is my favorite thing. She goes, Jack texted me that he should have went, but he's feeling a little weird because Mercury's Gatorade.
Oh, my God. I love that, and I hope that wasn't, like, a typo, because I hope Jess is just that dumb.
Because then Stassi's like, Jess is a fucking idiot. He's not going to hang out with us because Mercury's Gatorade. Like,
to be honest, when I was in college, sometimes I lived with, like, my senior year, I lived with, there were 7 of us who lived in a house. So if you ever wanted something done, but you didn't want to, like, people to be upset with you, you'd be like, well, like, Mercury's in retrograde. Like, if Mercury was in retrograde, in theory, like, we'd be like, well, Mercury's in retrograde, so, like, we really shouldn't have this party. And, like, half the house would be like, oh, okay, you're right, you're right. And we'd be like, oh, thank God, we did not want this party to be done.
Yes, like,
we would use,
like,
it as,
I don't
as
know what
excuse.
That means. I don't know what that means.
We used it way too many times.
So Brittany then says she's tired that she has to answer for crazy Jax. And I was like, do we have regrets of being married?
No, but she says, like, but I knew who I was marrying, so I understand it. I'm just, like, tired of having to constantly answer for this.
That is so annoying. That is literally so annoying.
She, like, hates it. You know she hates it so much, but she, like, can't really. She can disagree with him in person, but you know she won't disagree, like, with his actions, truly, like, in front of other people.
She's got to stand by her man.
Ugh,
what they do in Kentucky.
I'm going to get divorced one day because I won't stand by my man.
You're going to be like, stop rage texting. I disagree with you. And then divorce.
I'm like, I'm going to rage text you back.
So then, really quick, we go to Sir. Raquel is getting ready to throw a birthday cake out there to her table, and Lisa comes in and asks Raquel, you know, how is James doing? And Raquel really thinks it's going really well. Lisa's very interested in James this episode, which I appreciate.
Yeah, she said she checks in on him all the time, but is worried that he's not telling the truth, which sometimes I'm like, oh, I kind
maybe.
Of feel bad for James because he, like, now has to, like, constantly answer to Lisa, but maybe that's what he needs.
Yeah, who knows? So then we go to Tom and Ariana's house, which was my second favorite part of the episode, probably because it came later, but, like, I was pumped about this.
Well, we do get rental furniture again. I loved that part.
I was going to say, they have some furniture. So Ariana was so fun. Her interviews and at the dinner party, so fun.
Loved it.
So
loved this Ariana.
She's working on managing her depression, so she's doing things she loves, and she loves hosting people and cooking. Well, this is great, man. If I fucking loved hosting and cooking, I don't. That brings me more anxiety, but this is awesome.
I think some of her depression just comes from, like, when she kind of pulls away from people. Yeah, and so it's like, okay, so to combat that, like, I need to not, like, force people to come hang out with me, but I need to be proactive about, like, putting events on and, you know, like, bringing people to me sometimes, too, because sometimes getting yourself out of the house is not, like, I don't really want to leave sometimes. I'm too uncomfortable. So it's like bring people into your comfort zone so you get to socialize and you can kind of handle it, manage your depression.
I love it. Katie immediately walks in and fucking trolls them about her empty house. And I was like, but it's like fun. It's like really fun banter, which I appreciate.
I agree. But then Ariana's interviews are great because she's like, you know what? I'm just avoiding, you know, like all the comments, and I'm just doing what I love. I'm going to karate chop those comments away.
Karate chop. That was awesome.
She just like karate chops in her interview.
Negativity.
She's like, oh, I don't have furniture, which is not happening.
She's so cute. I love her. So, Sandoval shares, well, the group, let's talk about the group really quick. It's Ariana and Tom, Katie and Tom, Dana and Max, Sheena, and I'm forgetting someone.
And Jeremy. Come on, Jeremy.
Oh, that was Jeremy? Oh, my God.
Yeah, for a minute,
Jeremy.
For a minute, I thought it was Lisa's son, and I was like, no, there's no way. He's never on Kim anymore. And then I was like, that's yeah. Jeremy. Definitely Jeremy.
I love Katie in this group.
Me too. I was thinking about how, like, since the two Toms work together, obviously, like, Ariana and Katie have gotten closer, and I really love Katie when she's, like, not in the Stassi Kristen bubble. Like, I she's just a different person.
Yeah, no, I really like it. And now I guess it's just, like, the Stassi bubble. But still, like, I really like Katie removed even from Stassi. I think it's interesting. And
like,
she did
like
great.
Friendship, but it's just nice to see Katie in a different way. And I think she has to be more social when she's not with Stassi.
Yeah. So Sandoval got some rage texts that he's going to share. Jax texted him, if you're talking shit, don't come over to my house Friday. And if you're not, disregard this.
At least he put the if you're not, I guess.
I'm going to text someone that one day that's like, I hear you're fucking talking shit, so fuck you. But if you're not, ignore this message. It's just so
delete
funny.
This message if you're not doing that.
And then Sandoval also got uninvited to the pool party.
Yeah, it's like so, those like, well, that first text, it was like the, I hear you're talking shit, but if not, disregard this. And then he was like, so you definitely are talking shit. Definitely don't come. And it's like, what has happened? Who are you talking to, first off? I'm not talking shit. Like, what are your sources?
What are we talking about?
Yeah,
I just found the shower. What's happening?
It's like, oh, my God.
Max is also uninvited. And, so Max was, like, answering the rage text, I think, very, like, you know, very correctly as much as you can in this, like, point. But then Jax responds with, stop texting me! So, like, every response that Max
has. I love when that, like, something like that happens. And I'm sure Max is like, I didn't want to text you. Like, you yelled
I
at me
you never texted
6 hours ago for not responding to you, and now you're yelling at me for texting you. What do you want from me?
It is so funny. But then Sandoval has, I am so excited for this. It's the best idea. He's going to throw a rager the day of Jax's pool party. Because Jax is uninviting people left and right, so we're going to stick it to him. And even Katie's like, she's friends with Brittany, but she's like, I'm totally on board with this. Because
everybody is like, that's genius. Like, he needs to learn a lesson. I'm so ticked. Like, everybody I feel like has probably had Jax lashing out within the last week, but they just haven't shown it all. So everybody's like, yeah, I'm so on board with that.
I know. Well, Katie's like, you should do this because I like to go low sometimes. And I was like, yes, bitch, you do. Look at Sandoval and Katie getting along.
But even better, we get Max whispering in Dana's ear to meet him outside.
Oh, my God. Hey, can I go talk to you outside really quick? And Dana's like,
yeah,
you got to be kidding me.
That.
There's only, like, seven people here. They're going to notice.
I was kind of shocked Brett wasn't there, to be honest. This is when I noticed
but
he wasn't there.
I, like, didn't notice at all before, but now. But my other thing was, really quick, they go outside, and all I thought about was, does California have mosquitoes?
Oh, good
we
question.
We would be eaten alive in Illinois if we went outside into a backyard with grass and sat
on
a bench with no
light.
On.
No, but the light was on because, like, the camera has a light, so it's pointed at them.
Yeah.
And, like, all those bugs love lights. Oh, you know what? That's a good question. Somebody in California, please DM us, comment
because
in the Facebook
Because I'm sure
group.
Google's going to say, yeah, they have mosquitoes, just not as many. But, like, when I went to California, fucking everyone left their windows and stuff open all day long, and I always would be like, do you not have spiders and shit?
Oh, I was thinking robbers.
Everyone in California is rich. No one has to rob anyone else, Meredith. Duh.
Yes, jeez.
But, so, Max feels weird about Dana and Brett because Max still has feelings.
Well, I love how he starts off. He's like, I'm not really good at expressing my feelings, so I'm just going to, like, talk and, like, try and say something, which, like, doesn't help. But he does a pretty good job.
That's when you know how,
like,
young he is.
I know, and how, like, emotionally immature he is.
I know. Okay, you go.
But I think he, like, okay, so he says he feels weird about Dana and Brett hanging out because he still has feelings for Dana. But it's not weird. He doesn't want to tell Dana not to hang out with Brett, so it's not weird, but it's still weird at the same time. And, of course, Dana's like, I'm confused. I have whiplash from this conversation. So you're not going to – and I think he says it pretty well. Like, I'm not going to yell at you for hanging out with Brett, but it's hard for me to see it, was the gist of it.
Which, like, I get, but also, like, Max was the one that said no to Dana. So, like – I don't know. You know,
yeah,
like,
I think
he's just a horrible thing.
I think
like,
his like, mind is catching up, and he's starting to realize, like, it was my choice not to continue things, but, like, I do still like her, and I fucked up. So, like, I think he's trying to tell her, so it's her choice to either stay with Brett and do things, but it's not like he said she couldn't do things with him, but she'll eventually then want to get back together with him.
Yeah, and then Dana's all confused because she still has feelings for Matt.
I know. See, this is what I'm saying. I like Max and Dana's, like, conversations and them hanging out a lot better. I think they're more interesting. They, like each other a lot more. They just have an instant connection, I think. Whereas
agreed,
Brett,
but I think
more
Brett's
stable and normal.
I think he's ultimately better for Dana, but for the sake of watching this relationship, I want the most dysfunctional relationship possible, which is Max and Dana.
Okay, I don't think it's that dysfunctional. I think they have a better, like, spark and stuff, whereas, like, I think it'll fizzle with Brett. And they'll just be friends.
I don't know.
Like, they have a friendship type of relationship.
Well, I don't know. They haven't had sex yet, so they're like, building up the sexual tension.
I guess. I mean, the sexual tension is because she pretty much had to see him, fuck Sheena on screen.
True. But then we get the cute, you know, dinner. Ariana and Tom cheers to all their guests. She looks so happy. Oh.
I know. I love that. Wait, did you see whenever Ariana's cleaning up the table and Katie's like, oh, I was going to help with that, but it's like it's all done.
Katie cracks me up. Like, this season, she has not really had any storylines, but I love her as, like, a background character because
she always has, fucking
funny.
She always crushes, like, the commentary. Yeah, that and, like, her interview. That's what they use her for.
I still fucking love her. Like, I don't really have anything going on. And then it's just, like, scene of her knitting, scene of her walking around in front of her TV, scene of her asking if this meal could be over so she can move on to the next part of her day.
Yeah.
I love you, Katie. Oh, I love you so much. So now we go to Kristen's James May event.
It's, okay, one thing here. It's kind of nice to see a not Carter like storyline for Kristen. Like I know this turned up, like turned into that. But it was kind of nice to see, like, she does truly like run successful businesses. They just don't put them on blast because like Stassi is like the business person like now. Like that's, and like same with the Toms. Like that's their storyline. So I feel like Kristen doesn't really get too much mention of like all the stuff she actually is juggling.
Yeah, and I mean Kristen's shirts are like cute. They're just probably, like, way overpriced for a T-shirt that I could get at Target for $5, you know? But
I mean, as Katie said, you can just Google some Pinterest quotes and slap it on a T-shirt. So you could probably make your own.
So I went on the site earlier today, and I just went back on so I could, like, get this accurately. But because I wanted to see the shirts for real. Mm-hmm. And on their homepage, the picture is the cast from this event wearing James May shirts. And I only know that because Brittany's hair is fucking outrageous in this picture. So I know it's the same day because her hair was outrageous at this event.
I remember when that event happened and it was like all over social media. Like, because they all went.
Yeah.
So like, I remember seeing it everywhere. It was a very distinct like location.
Yeah. But it looked like a lot of her shirts are like sold out. And I love that the Vanderpump cast does a good amount of the modeling. Not a lot of it, but like I saw Brittany and Kristen on the website a lot. Mm-hmm. Actually, Brittany's on here a lot. Holy fuck.
I feel like they are really good about being supportive of one another.
Yeah, and I mean, free models. She's not going to pay Brittany to do this, you know? That'd be weird.
I mean, just like Brett did the video for free. You just chip in.
It looks like Jax is on here, too. Sandoval has one, but I think that's just a... It looks like
an old one
cropped out of that picture. No, it looks like it was just like a picture, and then Kristen used it on her website. And Brett.
I wonder... Oh, really?
Brett's on here. Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's fun. I know, a little off topic, but I had to share that the picture is literally all these people because it is so fucking funny.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, it's basically everyone, but Beau ended up not coming, and then no Katie and no Stassi.
Yeah. It was good to see, like, the new cast members there because they've had, I think, zero contact with Kristen. So it's just kind of, you could tell this is, like, a filming event because of all the, like, Charlie's there. When has she ever met Kristen?
Yeah, Charlie's not in this picture, so she's not part of the cast. Hey, Charlie, can you take this for us? Thank you so much. That's so awkward. Few things. I'm glad Jax actually, like, came to this event and didn't, like, you know,
wishes he didn't.
True. And then, like I said, Brittany's hair is an absolute mess. It's not crimped like I thought at first. It's so fucking curly and frizzy.
So much volume.
This bitch, I have curly hair, girl. This is not how you wear curly hair. And then Lala looks amazing when she walks in.
Love those pants. I can't pull them off, but I love them.
And Raquel is there.
Raquel and Charlie being there is how I knew this was like a filming event and that's how people got invited.
Well, but Kristen hates James.
I know.
So I was surprised.
But Kristen didn't get invited.
I guess it was Bravo. Yeah. I don't know. Raquel, girl, I'm so happy you're invited.
Raquel's making a comeback with the group.
Sheena walks up to Brett and like, hey, Friday, so-and-so still needs stuff for the music video, so we have to do some more stuff. And Brett just, like, kind of comes forward, and he's like, am I going to be uncomfortable again? Are you going to try and have sex with me again? And she was like, what?
Okay, one thing I do have to say is Sheena can play this shit off so well. Like, you know she really wants stuff like this, but, like, she is so good on her feet with being like, acting. And she's like, Brett's basically like, listen, I don't want to do any more sex scenes. I felt uncomfortable. And she's like, what? You felt uncomfortable? Like, I mean, I felt uncomfortable too. Definitely, like, not great. But, like, I'm an actress. Like, you know, I could just turn it on and, like, snap. So I'm like, okay, honey, like, just be like, no, we don't have to do any sex scenes. Like, we can tone it down.
I know. And then, like, I've mastered the Irish goodbye, but Sheena has mastered the awkward goodbye where she's like, I'm just going to walk away now. Goodbye. And everyone, like, Dana and Brett are left standing there just like, what happened?
The entire time, it's just Brett and Sheena, like, talking. Dana, did you see her? She's, like, trying not to laugh because she could tell how awkward this is and how Sheena's so delusional. And poor Brett does not want to do this.
It was so fucking funny. So then we have Jax. Jax, like, approaches Max and Sandoval, and he's like, hey, what's up, guys? Can I sit here really quick? And I'm like, sure. And he's like, I'm going to just sit down. I'm going to interrupt. I got to talk to you guys. So I'm the first one to apologize when I'm wrong. But I've been going through some, like, mental issues, so I'm angry all the time, and I call it having an episode. And that's what was happening when I was, like, texting you guys, and you guys can totally come to my pool party. Like it's cool. I'm re-inviting you. Shake hands, walk away. Like, Dad, I was like, what?
I'm like, oh, I feel like everybody's really good and it's just like, okay, don't make waves around Jax. Like, we don't want him to have another episode. Like, be calm. Yeah.
Well, Sandoval's like, I don't believe it. Jax just wants pity. Like, that's it. Like, he freaked out. And instead of everyone getting mad, we're all going to feel bad for Jax. Because he's having an episode.
Yeah, it's like
he should go to a therapist and a doctor, not just his weird Reiki therapist.
I was about to say, do you remember the Reiki? Do you think he had sex with her? Yeah.
Yes, because that was like when him and Brittany were having issues.
Oh God, yeah. Jax, I love that he's like, I'm the first to apologize. It's like, okay, the only reason you're apologizing is that you need people to come to your party, like you need the attention. So. It's not a true apology. It's you wanting something.
Also, did you feel this was like he aggressively came at Max and Tom?
Oh, yeah.
And then he walked away, and Max and Tom were both like, what happened?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he walked up.
Did we get attacked?
He was the only one talking, and they did not really speak. It was just like, sure.
I literally just did the whole scene for everyone. That's literally how it was.
And awesome. He's probably like, I'm carrying this team on my back. Like, I carry all these episodes. Nobody talks.
Yeah, right. So then we have Sheena talking to Charlie, and they're discussing the music video. Because Sheena's like, it's not that awkward. And Charlie's like, yeah, I'm an actress, too. I get it.
She's like, I know, I model, too. And it's kind of the same thing. Like, you just do it. You're like, we're good at this. I'm like, oh, are you?
You talking? I've lost brain cells. In the 2 seconds they talked, I think I got dumber. But then Sheena's like, hey, Brett, and, like, calls him over without Dana this time. And you can see Charlie standing there. Did you see her? She's like, I'm going to go now.
Yeah, she's like, I don't need to be a part of this. I'm going to go. And I'm like,
yeah, I'm
okay,
go.
Charlie's smart, but also, why are we rehashing this conversation? Like, Sheena and Brett don't need to talk about this again. But apparently they do because Brett's fired.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. She's just like, you don't have to show up since it's uncomfortable for you. But then Brett's like, wait, let's be professional. Like, I can do it if, like, something actually needs to get done. And she's like, well, I can't fire you because I don't pay you, but you don't have to come. I'm being professional. Goodbye. And
but
then
I
Brett's
that,
like, what?
That follows up with, you can't fire me. I did you a favor.
Well, then, don't come.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, it was awesome. So then we leave. Like, that's kind of the end of that storyline, just so everyone knows. We never hear about Sheena and Brett again. Is he going to go Friday? I don't know.
Yeah, like, are these things that important?
I don't know. Let me know. So then we have, this was hilarious, Meredith.
Oh, God.
So, Kristen and Jax are getting alcoholic snow cones. Carter's not there, and Jax fully is like, where's Carter? And Kristen says something like, I don't know, did he have to work? He had to do something. But he was there that morning.
Kristen said, oh, he has to work, but he was helping out earlier, which I think was, like, good. Like, she already, like, basically took one question out the door and was, instead of somebody being like, oh, well, why couldn't he be here? It's like, okay, but he already helped. Next. Like, next question.
Yeah, and I fucking love how we get a flash to 6 hours earlier. Carter's like, we had some good sex. And Kristen's like, oh, my God. And then that's, like, it.
Oh, my God. I know. And she's like, I can't tell anybody. I was just, like, really lonely after Stassi got engaged. But, like, I don't want to tell anybody because, like, we all know what they're going to say.
Yeah. Okay, now we get talking about a video of Kristen hooking up with some guy. And Kristen's like, that was 4 years ago. Carter and I already talked about that. And Jax is like, no, it wasn't. It was like 2 weeks ago. So I'm like, what's happening, you know?
Well, so, earlier in the episode, I know we got, like, Jax and Brittany, I think, at Kristen. And Kristen was talking about how she was, like, flirting with a guy, and Carter, like, saw the text. So, I don't understand why this is a problem. If, like, Carter saw a video of her hooking up with, like, somebody. Like, why is this a problem for Jax? Isn't this what everybody wants?
Yeah, and, like, that's the thing. Why is it a problem for Jax? Why the fuck does Jax... Like, if I do something and my best friend asks me about it, or, like, Jax isn't even her best friend. Like, a friend of mine asks me about it, I don't have to tell them. Like, it is not necessary. Especially Jax, who, like, has the world's biggest mouth. So.
Oh, yeah.
Jax gets mad that Kristen's lying, and she's like, and she says in her interview, she's like, of course I'm lying to Jax. He has the world's biggest mouth.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't even know how Brittany gets involved.
Okay, well, Kristen's saying that, like, it was from 4 years ago. Either way, it's none of your business. And then she's like,
yeah.
How do you even know about this? And Jax is like, well, you told Brittany, and she's like, okay, so Brittany told you, and I think Brittany overheard that and walks up and is like, no, I didn't tell Jax about it. Jax heard it from, like, all these other people. And I'm like, what other people are talking about this? Nobody else cares about this.
I know. And then Jax is like, oh, yeah, from your friends. And I was like, what are we talking about? And then Kristen gets, like, super annoyed, which is, like, understandable, and Jax walks away and goes into, like, the group of the whole Vanderpump cast right in front of Kristen's display and is like,
no, oh. I think it's just Brett, Charlie, and Lala, which cracks me up that he walks up to those three people and is like, this is ridiculous.
No, that was the best because, like, just leave it, because Brittany was like, just stop, just leave it, right? So he walks over them, and he's like, oh, Kristen's a big pain in my butt. And everyone's like, well, why? And he's like, oh, I'm not allowed to stay. And then Lala just says it. She's like, there's a video of Kristen
giving
a blowjob.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, that's not good.
Which I think Kristen is crazy. If this is insane, but Kristen is so professional in these moments. She did it at the wine event. She did it here. Where she's like, okay, please walk away from my booth. Like, I don't need these types of conversations, like, around my work. Like, please just leave. You can talk about it elsewhere. Just leave.
Yeah, and then Jax goes off the fucking deep end.
Oh, my God.
Which, like, he shouldn't be talking about it. This is Kristen's event. You're by her booth or whatever, her display. She's asked you to stop talking about it. Don't talk about it around here. And then Jax, like, the veins start popping out of his head, and he's like, she's lying, and no one's going to tell the truth, but I have to. And he's like, goes into the restaurant or whatever, and starts like, yeah.
And Brittany's like, can you just calm down? Yeah, calm down.
He's like, can you not? And he's like, who am I supposed to yell at, Brittany? And she's like, no one.
Oh, but of course we get a pause in the Jax meltdown. Yeah, pause in the Jax meltdown, and we go to Sir for a minute.
Oh, so James comes in for a table for one, and he wants to be seated in Raquel's section.
Adorable.
And Lisa decides to join, and as soon as Lisa sits down, she takes James's drink and takes a sip, and it's clean.
Yep. But, of course, I mean, Lisa's not sober, so Raquel walks over, and Raquel asks, do you want a glass of rosé? And Lisa, does the Pope have a balcony? And somehow that is the most
Raquel goes, I don't know what. Like, does the Pope have a balcony? And she goes,
but I love that, like,
no.
Lisa repeats it. Lisa's like,
yeah,
does
right.
the Pope have a balcony? Raquel in her interview was like, she's like, I'm confused. Why does the Pope drink rosé on a balcony?
I know. I, like, cried. She's so, my cute baby. She's so cute. My little BB. But Raquel's doing really well at Sir. So James decides to ask if maybe he can come back to work for Sir. And then we get great James flashbacks of him asking for his job and then not getting his way and then being, like, upset about it. And I love those.
I know.
The upsetness. Do you remember
the one at
Tom Tom?
Is that the one,
like,
where they're sitting out on the, like, picnic bench?
Outside.
And she, like, got really angry?
It was the one they were outside, and it was really quick. And that was the one for calling Katie fat. And Lisa's like, you can't come back to work. And he's like, ah. Like, just uttered, ah.
But, like, Lisa says he has, like, a very specific way of asking. He starts off really sweet. He says, like, he loves Sir. He loves working there. And then he just a little weasel way back in, just one gig. And then he doesn't get his way. So then he gets demanding and is like, this is ridiculous.
Lisa. Oh. But then, Lisa decides to give James a chance tonight, and he is so fucking happy.
I'm happy she did this, because she's obviously keeping a watchful eye on him, and she said that they didn't have a DJ for the night, so it's not like she, like, gave him a full job. Like, it's not like it's like he gets Wednesday nights back or, you know, like, a specific night. It's like, okay, you can do it just tonight. Like, I'll give you just a little bit.
I loved it. White Kanye is back, baby.
I forgot he called himself that until he said it.
Well, he tells Raquel, and she's so happy. She's like, no way. Oh, my God. And then in his interview, he's just like, White Kanye is back, baby. And I was like, yes.
Which
I
is
love that
love.
Quote.
Yeah.
So then, and now we have to end on a downer. Ready?
No,
so
I kind of love this, though.
we go to Jax and Brittany's house, and they're still fucking arguing about this blowjob tape. Like,
I wish we got, like, how much later this was. Like, was this as soon as they got home? Was this, like, 6 hours later he was still complaining about it? Like, how long was he complaining about this for?
So, I want to know, why is it so important for Jax to find the truth about fucking everyone and everything? Like, there have been plenty of fucking times this dude has fucking lied. I don't know why he needs to, like, but it was that thing, remember when, in season two, when he's, like, trying to make Kristen admit that they slept together? Oh, you know, and he's like, I'm going to tell the truth, and only the truth will set me free. Like, he's on one of those crusades again. And I don't get it.
Wonder if, like, he likes to, like, die on this hill because that way the next time he gets caught on a lie, he can be like, well, you guys all lie too. Like, I ask you the truth and you don't ever tell me.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. He's so fucking weird. And Brittany just immediately starts crying too.
I know. Because I think she realizes how dumb this is, that, like, it's not even, like, Jax gets angry about some things sometimes and it's like, okay, fine. Like, you kind of have a right to get angry about, like, I can understand, like, if Sandoval truly was talking shit about him, why he, like, rage texts about that. You know,
I love
that
they're not sad tears. She's just like, this is so stupid, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, she's just like, I can't do this anymore. Like, this fight has no point. I cannot fight about pointless stuff.
Yeah, it's so funny. So then, Jax has, like, super high highs and super low lows. This dude needs to go to, like, a real therapist. Like, that's all I thought during this whole thing.
To be on some medication.
And, like, Brittany says, as soon as the wedding ended, Jax, like, went off the deep end. Fully.
Yeah.
Just, like, ran and never stopped. There's no road anymore. He is flying in the air. This
so I think he, like, I mean, a lot of people say he's a narcissist. So I think he was, like, pretty, I mean, I don't want to say the word calm, but for Jax, he was pretty calm, like, when the wedding was happening, like, because everything was about him. So it, like, fed into his ego. But now that that's gone, it's like he has to pick fights for people to give him attention. And now he really has to pick fights about things he's not even involved in to get some attention.
Yeah, I guess. And then, so I don't know if you caught this, but Jax is, like, giving Brittany lifelong lessons on marriage. And he's like, it's not always going to be, we're not going to be Leave It to Beaver. So we're married. Sometimes I'm going to tell you to get out of my house. And I was like, listen,
I was like,
my parents argue, but, like, it never goes to get out of my house. Like, that is not marriage.
That's not healthy,
marriage.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's not, like, a lesson learned. Like, my parents have done it to each other, but it's not a positive thing. It's not something you should expect. Like, you should expect to argue. You should not expect somebody to say, get out of my house.
Yeah, he's like, you should expect this. And I was like, in what world?
I don't know if that's a good expectation to put on your marriage.
Brittany is in full tears, and I feel bad for, like, laughing about it, but it's so outrageous that I don't even know what the point of this argument is, but that's why it's funny. So Brittany doesn't want Jax to go back to, like, how he's mean all the time to everyone, and he doesn't understand why she's sad when he's mean to other people besides her. And I wanted to be like, because she fucking cleans up the mess, you dickhole.
Well, like what he said was, like, she was like, I just don't want you to fall back into your old ways. And he was like, what do you mean by that? And she was like, I just don't want you to be mean to me. And he was like, I'm not mean to you. And I was like, oh, okay, are you?
Yeah, he's, like, screaming at her. He is fucking nuts. This dude is losing it. And I don't even know why. Over a blowjob video that has nothing to do with him?
Yeah, who cares if it was 2 weeks ago or four? It's not your girlfriend. It's not your best friend. You hate Carter. So, like, it's not like you're
friends
with the guy.
Yeah, it's only hurting Carter. This is only hurting Carter and Kristen. Kristen decided to do this. You don't even like Carter. Why does this matter?
Yeah.
I don't, like, get it.
In my mind, based on everything everybody's been saying about Kristen and Carter's relationship, this is a positive thing. Like, this is,
yeah,
we
this
want
is the
this.
Best.
We
best
want her
scenario.
To hook up with people. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So funny. And that's how it ends. So funny.
Oh,
what a great episode. So then next week we have the pool party, which is going to be Sandoval versus Jax. Or Jax and Brittany.
Wait.
Have anyone there? This is going to be the best. Stassi tells Jack that he's losing his mind, which I think to this day, Stassi is the only one that can sit down with Jack and be like, you're fucking nuts. Get
I
help.
Agree, because I think she comes from a place where, like, they've seen each other at their worst, so it's not like you can be like, you're now going crazy. It's like, no, we're both crazy. Like, we both play the same game.
Yeah.
I'm now in a good place. You need to get in a good place.
And Stassi doesn't have anything to lose anymore. She doesn't fucking care. We are expanding Tom-Tom. And the,
I'm so excited.
The Toms have to decide if they're going to get involved 10%. Right?
I love this.
And Max,
I love when money comes
our,
up with, like, these bars because it's, like...
It's so fucking stressed. Brett and Max, are you about Dana? And
at
then,
a group dinner.
Yeah, we're going to find out if Brett has real feelings for Dana or not.
I don't think he does. Whoa. I really don't think he does.
To me, Brett is the kind of dude, though, that, like, you go on one coffee date and this dude's ready to propose. Like, that is the vibe I get from Brett.
I don't. I think he's just like, yeah, we're chilling out, we're having fun. I think he just likes to have somebody around. Like, that's why he kind of went after Charlie, even though sparks weren't flying there. And he, like, him and Dana just kind of, like, hung out. I think he's just like, yeah, this could be fun, but it's, like, because Matt explicitly says, like, do you have feelings for her? Like, not do you like her, because, like, yeah, I'm sure he loves hanging out with her. She's a cool chick. But, like, Max is like, do you have feelings for her? And that's where it cuts off.
I don't know. Whatever. Well, we'll see, I guess. I'm excited. I hope they don't cut that off. Like, I hope we get Brett's answer next
I think we
episode.
Are. And I love that Lala's at the table and is like, you guys are a mess.
I know. She, like, texts Miranda, and she's like, thankful for you. Can I come home now? Can you come get me? They're drinking alcohol, Rand. Can you come get me?
Mom, they're drinking. I need more Randall Emmett in these episodes.
Yeah.
I know he's, like,
yeah,
kind
same.
Of on it, but, like, I need more.
Agreed. Oh, but that's the episode. Should we do Accepted and Blocked?
Heck yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I have a feeling we're going to block the same person. Should we count to three and say it?
Okay.
Or are you going to block someone different?
No, I know. We'll just do it. I mean,
okay.
There's no one else
ready?
To block.
One, two, three,
Jack.
Jack.
We are so
even our counting was well, we're not in person. We can't see.
I know. I literally held my fingers up as if you could see us.
Jack's for obvious reasons. Fucking
we just spent like an hour talking about why he sucks.
Listen to the podcast if you want to know why we blocked Jack.
Rewind.
So who are you going to accept?
This one's interesting because I really loved everyone. Like, I even thought Krista was great this episode, to be honest. But I'm going to go with a tried and true OG who is just really, really having a great arc. She was really low, and now I feel like she's kind of enjoying her life. I'm giving it to Ariana.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I love that she's not taking people's shit anymore. Like, she's like, fuck yeah, I'm not getting, like, furniture. I love having this rental furniture. Did you notice during the episode whenever they were sitting down for dinner, Katie, another great one-liner, was like, whoever picks up their phone first has to buy Ariana and Tom a dining room table. And Ariana in her interview was like, negative comment. No.
She's like, I love my fold table. Or what is it called?
Yeah.
The, like, fold-out tables? Yeah.
Yeah, the like, yeah.
Foldable
tables. It works for them. Who cares? They're not spending on money on shit they don't care about. Like, they clearly have somewhere for you to sit. Either don't complain and enjoy the evening or don't come back. Like, Ariana's like, I'm not having it anymore. I'm going to cook my dinner party for you. You guys are going to enjoy the food. I don't care if the chair's uncomfortable.
Yeah, honestly. I'm really glad you accepted her because I had two people to accept. So I'll accept my other one.
Okay, perfect. Who
Ariana
are you accepting?
Was one of them. James.
Oh.
He cooked the most beautiful dinner for Raquel. He's trying so hard. He got invited to the beach cleanup.
Woo!
And he's going to play Sir tonight. Well, not tonight, but in this episode
tonight,
which
I'm
so fucking pumped about.
He really came a long way because, like, last week he was invited to the softball game, but, like, let's be honest, they probably needed players, and he can be considered as an employee. But now it's, like, a true invite, and, like, Katie and Stassi, like, were there. So it's like there aren't really issues, I feel like, with having him be invited anymore. He's surpassed that.
I know. I'm very happy about this. So is that our episode then? Are we done?
That's our episode. You know what? As our question for, like, the week of, like, we want your opinions, I want to know if your friends have a right to, like, be mad at you for something that they weren't involved in. So it's like, can Jax be mad at Kristen for a sex tape and lying about the sex tape when it doesn't affect him? Like, can you be mad at your friends for lying about something that doesn't have anything to do with you?
Well, you know I love a good double standard, so I think I can do whatever I want. If you lie to me, I'm going to be ticked. No, I think it's how good a friend they are. Like, if it's my best friend, I'm going to be pissed. Even if it was you, though, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, Meredith, why are you lying? I found your sex tape.
But I think, like, where Jax is coming from is, like, he's just pissed.
He just wants to call you out.
Whereas, like, I feel like everybody else in the world would be pissed because it's, like, this isn't good for you. Like, I'm mad because you're not doing good things for yourself. Whereas, like, Jax is, like, I need to get to the bottom of this. Like, I need to be able to call you out on your shit.
Agreed. Yeah, no, Jax is doing it from a place of hate. I would do it out of a place of curiosity.
I'm not even going to say love.
No, absolutely not. I would have, no.
Wrong time, wrong place. You don't even have the right to do this.
They should do it in a car because then that person can't run away. I've obviously gotten a lot of information out of people. I know
while driving, apparently, so it can't be a parked car.
And you have to make sure you have to make sure they're driving though, because they won't want to leave their car behind. Like they won't want to just get out and leave at a stoplight. Then you're in the passenger seat and you're just like, "So I heard about your blowjob tape," and then it's like, we have to discuss
it. Get out at red light.
Yeah, it's also the worst way to be broken up with in a car.
Wait,
that one sucks.
Maybe the new question needs to be, screw that question, because we all know Jax is wrong. How do you confront people? How do you confront your friends?
Best place to confront people about their blowjob tape. Let us know.
That's the question. Okay, scratch the old one, because obviously we are all going to be on the same side. But
unless you tell us otherwise, you're wrong too.
What's your confrontation strategy? I need to know these because of my 9 humans, 1 dog household.
You're just very passive. That's you.
We all have to make sacrifices. It's great. And then we all just call each other and bitch about everybody else. I think last week we were talking about how, like, everybody just talks about behind each other's back here. And I was like, yeah, like, if I'm bitching to you about something, I'm definitely bitching about you to somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. Like, it's my anger out. Like, people get mad if I'm, like, talking shit behind someone's back. But a lot of the time, it's because I just need to get my anger out and for someone to be like, yeah, you're right, even if I'm wrong, because then I'll settle down and be like, okay, you can tell me if I'm wrong now. But for
I just need to be right.
Yeah,
like,
I
let
need
me
it.
Bitch about
I'll
it. You don't even have to respond. You can just put the phone down. I just need to say it all out loud.
Exactly. So, yeah, guys, let us know. I'm clearly very aggressive with my stance. I put them in a car and make them answer.
Alicia's strategy is make them drive while you scream at them.
Uh-huh. We have blowjob tape. I love it.
Another week in quarantine.
I will post the Johnny Bananas Tom video.
Oh,
I'm very
excited
about this. It's fine.
Watch the video, tell us your strategy, and enjoy your next week of quarantine.
Yeah, you guys, stay safe out there. We're wishing you all the best, and we hope one day we can be reunited yet again.
Yes, one day a live will happen.
One day. We'd rather be together, though, so, you know, we'll try very hard.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys.